Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Bouchette came to you, as all fans do, all the fan guests do, on the Fan Hotline. It's brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Got a couple baseball stories I want to get to and talk about a little bit. Don't forget Joe Namath coming up at high noon. Really looking forward to that interview. I think you'll enjoy it. Maybe not as much as me, because I'm a Beaver Falls kid, but I still think Namath just almost transcends football, and we'll be talking to Joe at noon. A couple baseball stories. One I want to get your reaction to. The first one, the Chicago White Sox have followed through on their pledge. They're going to become the first team to install foul pole to foul pole netting. You know, the outrage when the little girl was hit in the game a couple weeks ago. A couple teams have said they're going to do it. The Pirates have said they're going to look into it. The White Sox actually doing it. The netting is going to be up before their next home game, July 22nd. It seems like it makes perfect sense to me. People will adjust. Yeah, I remember when they didn't like the netting at hockey games, they adjusted. Behind home plate, they adjusted. They'll adjust to this as well, I'm pretty sure. And don't look now, but robot umpires. People have been saying they want the computer to call those balls and strikes. What happened for the first time last night, the Independent Atlanta League All-Star Game was in York, Pennsylvania, and they had the balls and strikes called by a computer. Now, there was a home plate umpire crouching behind the catcher like normal, but he had a earpiece connected to his iPhone and got the call from TrackMan, I guess, which uses Doppler radar to be able to call the balls and strikes. It seemed to go relatively smoothly for the first time. Didn't seem to be any real delays, although there were a couple glitches. One time I think the pitcher said, I got the ball thrown back to me from the catcher about the same time the umpire called a strike. The Atlanta League says it's going to implement this at all games in the next few weeks, all of its games at the next few weeks. So now we've talked about it. Baseball is actually one league. The Independent Atlanta League has actually followed through with it and done it. Your thoughts? I don't know if you saw any of it on TV. I did not get to see any highlights on it. I'm sure ESPN probably had it. But we're headed this way. I don't think there's any question. We're not going to go back on replay. I think we're going to see more of replay. The get it right crowd is going to say get it right on the balls and strikes. And it happened last night in a game, an all-star game in York, Pennsylvania, and I think it's going to happen in major league ballparks coming soon to you. Maybe not next year, maybe not the year after, but somewhere down the road we're going to see games called by computers. Is that what you want? Now that you are you excited to hear this? 412-928-9370, 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's kind of been a theory up until now. It's going to happen. People said it's going to happen. What happened last night in the Independent Atlanta League? Do you like it? 412-928-9370. Do you want to see it come to Major League Baseball? I don't. I can live with the human element, but I'm also a get-it-right guy. I talked to Jim Leland about this a couple weeks ago. He said he thinks the umpires do a remarkably good job. He said, yeah, they'll miss a pitch or two here and there, but he thinks overall they do a good job. 412-928-9370. What do you say? You're up next. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.